How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions, featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio. Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen, hello.
Hi, Thomas.
Hello, hello, everyone.
How are you feeling today?
I'm okay, thank you. I am slightly anxious about my microphone because I used it to do an interview on Steve Wright last week.
Clang! Radio 2.
But they said the microphone doesn't sound right, but I was like, but it always sounds okay on Like-Minded Friends. So I hope I sound okay to you.
As ever, you sound perfect to me.
Oh, thank you. Well, that's very kind. You sound lovely yourself.
Thank you for saying that, Thomas. Thank you for saying that. So, I thought maybe this week we could talk about birthdays, because we're recording on Monday and your birthday's tomorrow, and then the episode would go out on Wednesday.
I will be old by then, yeah.
Sorry, you'll be old by then. So I thought maybe you should share some wisdom in your last moments of being 38.
Wow. Well, the last birthday of my 30s, of course, coming up tomorrow. I what wisdom can I offer? None at all, really.
Oh, great. That was so helpful. Thanks, Tom.
I think probably, as ever, you know, to worry less is the goal. But that's not necessarily a wisdom, is it? That's a goal.
But it's always worth remembering.
Yeah. Always worth remembering as well that, like, a problem shared is a problem halved.
And it's always good to remember, how do you solve a problem like Maria?
Yes, it is so difficult to remember. But once you do solve it, you feel great.
You really do. In many ways, I think of you as my mother superior.
Thank you. Certainly a superior mother. Not superior to your own mother, of course.
How could I be?
Just superior, I think. That would be my... Yeah. Sister superior, maybe. Yeah, that would be nice.
That's not really lovely. Really nice. I know exactly what you mean. The worrying less. I'm having sort of the main writers in the story of my life are doing a new thing this series where I'm trying to be more zen.
Oh, that's exciting.
I've made a decision that I'm just going to be like water off a duck's back. Oh. I don't know how much it's going to work, but I've been doing it for a week and, you know what, I feel better.
People say it's great. Friend of the show, a friend of ours, Rob Beckett, is very like that. So you might not realise it, but he's very... just sort of like, let the arrows come, they'll just go through me. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, he sort of says,
people are shooting arrows at Rob.
Yes, I think he does seem to think he's King Harold from the Battle of Hastings. But apart
this
from that,
this is the problem with Rob. That is the issue
maybe
with Rob.
Maybe the problem is he does think of himself as a soon to be conquested by the Norman king. But apart from that, he's very zen.
But apart from that, he's so zen.
And I hope King Harold was the same.
Yes, if we can hope for one thing, it's that.
Oh, yes, absolutely, absolutely.
We had a nice little dinner for your birthday.
It was such a treat to see you and a couple of other people. And I got some fish, got some bouillabaisse.
Well, Tom, you say you got some fish. I think that we had everything that lives under the sea. It was like, I felt like Ariel.
Did you?
I have never been surrounded by so much fish.
You grew up by the sea as well.
But you know, Tom, I only eat cod. I eat white fish, but I tried lots of things, didn't I?
Did you feel happy about it?
I felt happy about trying it. I'm not going to be in a hurry to eat another oyster.
That was fun seeing you eat your first oyster.
Was it fun? Was it?
Yeah. I enjoyed.
Did you? I had a go.
Yeah, perfect. They're an unusual thing.
It's the weird texture, which I'm funny about textures.
I think I only like them because I think of them as quite exciting. And when our next door neighbours, Jean and Dennis, took me and my mum and dad to France for lunch, I had my first oysters and I thought I was very... I talked about it on another podcast, actually, called Off Menu. Oh. And
I can't believe you're doing other podcasts. I know that I do other podcasts, but you can't do other podcasts.
I know. I don't, it was a moment of weakness. But I bunked off school so I could go with Jean and Dennis to France for lunch in a restaurant called Le Chanel in Calais. And it was really fabulous, actually. It was the first time I'd ever had sort of formal French dining. I really loved it.
No great shock there. How old would you have been?
Probably about 14.
Did you wear a suit, do you think?
I wore a double-breasted blazer.
Very nice.
Yeah, it was a big day.
Huge day for Tom Allen.
Huge day, yeah. Absolutely.
So are you doing anything nice on your birthday?
So I'm actually working in the evening, but...
Oh, of course, yeah.
Of course. But I've asked my mum to take me to the garden centre. So I'm going to go to the garden centre, go and buy some pots. Not to be used with pot. I'm going to go and buy some pots.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
And so I'm looking forward to that. And I would like to maybe have some sort of lunch type thing, and maybe somewhere like Tunbridge Wells, but I don't know. I did suggest that to Mum, and she didn't look very into it. So I don't know if there's other plans afoot or what.
There may well be.
Well, we'll see. We'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see. We'll see. I did find myself getting quite emotional on Saturday, though, but thank you so much for that. Susie and Alice. Do we say Alice?
Yeah, we say Alice.
Susie and Alice brought a lovely cake and sang happy birthday, and I did find it quite emotional. I got a bit tearful, but I hid it. But until after you left, and then I started crying. But it was very, I did feel a bit like the sort of 6 month mark with Dad, I think, started to hit a bit. And
yes.
I don't know. I think probably as well, drinking probably 2 bottles of rosé probably is.
Well, I mean, sure, that may have had something to do with it. But I think that that's good to notice that,
yes,
you know, time will pass and you will go through life events. And it'll be certainly the first ones without your dad.
Yeah.
Are probably going to be, you know, you'll feel that so much.
Yeah. It sort of creeps up on you without realizing. And I think, you know, in those moments of, it doesn't feel specifically like, oh, Dad should be here. It doesn't feel as kind of like broad as that. Mm. It's not, but it's sort of more of a like, oh, exactly like you say, like time moves on and you go, oh, and I mean, it's, anyway, maudlin, sorry everybody, on a Wednesday morning. But it does sort of, the sadness of sort of time, you know, that's the thing, I suppose. And
I think it's okay to be maudlin, Tom.
Yes, I suppose so. And sometimes a sort of generalised feeling of sadness creeps in, which is fine, you know, sort of I don't find it particularly easy to name or to specify what I'm feeling, but just sort of general sadness sometimes. But also being pissed doesn't particularly help.
No, but sometimes that's fun too.
Yes, absolutely. If we can't get a bit pissed on your birthday, when can you? So
quite
indeed. But and I've changed my bed sheets, so I'm excited.
Lovely, really nice. You're waking up clean. Do you always do that?
On my birthday, no, but it just happens to be. I've been meaning to do it. I should have done it last week, really, but I couldn't be bothered. My hay fever, though, Suze. Oh my god.
Oh, talk to me about it. Go on, what's up?
Off the charts. Off the charts. It's so
sneezing constantly.
Yeah. And like snotty as well. So I'm sniffing all the time.
Oh no.
Oh, it's terrible.
Like that man we know that sniffs all the time.
Oh yes. I'm turning into him.
Tom. Oh, God. Tom and I know someone who sniffs a lot, and I'd never noticed it, and then Tom highlighted it to me.
Once you've heard it,
it's all you hear.
Yeah.
I've been getting loads of nosebleeds, and I think it might be hay fever.
Oh.
I think it's hay fever or I'm dying. I'm really hoping
maybe
it's the former.
Maybe your brain is falling out of your nose.
If it is, it's falling out in very small chunks.
Well, I think, yes, my hay fever has been a bit like that. I haven't had a full-on nosebleed.
I had one on the tube and it's so dramatic.
Ew. Oh, no.
Yeah. It reminded me of, I think it was American Psycho.
Oh, yes.
The film where after he killed, he had a nosebleed.
Did he?
And my first thought was, I wonder if people think that I've just killed.
Probably, yeah. But I mean, I thought you were going to say it was so bloody. It was like that scene in American Psycho where there's blood all up.
No, it just sort of dripped down and I felt it on my lip and I was like, oh, how embarrassing. Like, I'm snotting.
Mm.
I'm snotty like a child.
Well, my hay fever makes me go snotty, but thankfully it's not been with blood as yours has. Gosh.
And then, of course, I touched my face. It was blood. I was wearing a white t-shirt with a suit. Can you imagine anything worse?
Always when you're wearing a white t-shirt.
Had to use my pocket square.
What colour was that?
It was navy, thank God.
You know what? And as well, blood does come out.
as you've learned from all your
from my escapades when I like to fall down the stairs, and manage to get blood all over the house. I think cold water. That's what I seem to remember.
Yes, that's true. Cold water and some Vanish. Got it out.
Yeah,
fine.
Did it? Oh, great.
But people around me did really look at me, and I thought. I wonder if they think I've just killed or that I have a drug problem. And I wanted to sort of go, it's some sort of hay fever or my brain falling out.
And then going like, oh, I bet it is, dear. Yeah.
Yeah, sure, love.
Sure. It's fine. It came out and you're okay.
And here I am. I live to tell the tale.
Yeah, but maybe it's a sign of stress. I last got a nosebleed when I was 18 and I was doing my mock A-levels and I had to do 3 mock exams in a day. And
I was
waiting on the corner with one of the ladies from the office who was just waiting to be picked up as well. And it was like late, it was like 5 o'clock. Obviously, I stayed late. And
and you were chatting to one of the ladies from the office. I bet you loved that.
Yeah, that's my key way to unwind at the end of a school day.
Can I talk to Mrs. Daniels in accounts, please?
I mean, it was someone like Mrs. Daniels in accounts. It wasn't like the, you know, there's like in the school office, there's like the front facing school secretary. Like,
they're always quite curt, I find.
Yeah. And also, there was like this really mean system where lunch vouchers for, I think if like a family was on income support, they would get like free lunch, which meant they had to get a pass.
Yeah.
But there was this horrible system where the kids who were getting that had to queue up in their break time in the morning to collect their.
Oh, that's really shaming.
Pass. Really shaming. And they'd have to wait, so they'd have no break. It was horrible. Anyway.
That is really stressful.
What do you mean? I think the system has enhanced since. It's become a bit more streamlined.
I would hope so. That's so unfair.
Yeah. Yeah, why wasn't it just in the register in the morning or something?
And it's just like, oh, that's it.
Or why don't you just have a code? Yeah. Anyway.
Or just laminate a card and they keep it and they just show that.
Yeah, that was... Yeah, why didn't they just tick it off in the canteen?
Were you friends with any of the dinner ladies?
They were a little bit more frightening. So right. I didn't really make friends with them as much. But there were a couple that I would say hello to.
Well, of course. Tabards?
Lovely tabards, very much like Victoria Wood dinner ladies.
Yes.
And nice chips, good chips.
I think you said this before on the podcast. I'd happily have school dinners today.
Would you? Chips in the blazer pocket. Did you have that? That was a thing at my school.
Chips in the blazer pocket. No, I don't think so. But I know that we've mentioned this before on the podcast. I think people emailed in about it. But what I really like is that very basic sponge with the white icing on.
Oh, yes.
And then they just cut it into squares.
Massive squares. Put it into some sort of cellophane, which would immediately stick to the icing and rip it off.
And then you'd eat it, and then you'd have to, like, sort of try and...
Off the icing.
I was about to say finger off the icing. But I didn't want to say that, so I'm pleased that you said thumb off.
Thumb off somehow is more polite.
I'm just thumbing this off.
I'm just thumbing this off, for goodness sake. Yeah.
Don't be childish about it.
Please. Oh yeah. Sometimes they'd have theme days in the canteen. That was quite fun on a Friday.
Themed
day. Yeah.
Oh, would people wear like sombreros?
Sometimes I believe the dinner ladies might have worn something if they were in the mood to make it a bit, you know, just celebrate different foods. And
that's nice. There was none of that at St Edmund's Catholic School, Portsmouth.
Was there not?
No fun will be had here. Oh, not in this place.
Right.
Yeah. No drama. No fun. Oh. No joy. Just hymns at lunchtime. Just so many hymns. We always had to stand up when the teacher came in.
Girls' school. Oh, we had to stand up whenever a teacher came in.
No, it was just the head.
Oh, really? Did they wear an academic gown?
No. What, like with numbers all over it and equations?
Yes, very academic gown. Dress. Full of, like, square
pieces
roots.
Of text on the back of it.
Yeah.
War and Peace.
Different ones, different.
Well, my school would have been the Bible.
Oh, yes, how lovely.
How lovely.
But you had to stand up for the head teacher.
Yeah, just the head teacher. I would have preferred if we stood up for every teacher, but just the head.
Oh, Mrs. Miller was very strict about that. If she came in to shout at us, she didn't normally have to bollock the classes I was in, because obviously I was in the good ones. But sometimes there'd be something that was pan year, and so the whole
year got bollocked.
Probably individually during an English class or a maths class.
Oh,
it was always pretty eggy when she came in. She was good at shouting.
Was she the head?
Head of year.
Right.
She was super strict, but it was good.
Are you still in touch with her?
No, sadly she died, but...
Have you thought about trying to get in touch with her?
Maybe I should get in touch with her spiritually. But she... She was very strict and we were all quite terrified of her, but looking back it was good. You know, it's one of those teachers.
Well, I think that's really good. I really liked that I wore a uniform. I really liked the discipline. Even though I was quite naughty, I quite liked that there was discipline.
Structure, yeah.
Love structure, you know me, Tom.
I do,
I'd like to know what I'm doing.
Everybody feels safe.
I know, it does make me wonder whether this sort of career where every week is different is the one. Because I do like sort of knowing what I have to do every week. That's why this is always so lovely when we're like, we put in like-minded friends, we do it.
Yeah.
It goes out, it's a thing we do.
It's a thing,
week in,
routine.
Week out. It's a routine.
Yeah, for sure. It is nice to do that.
It is nice.
Yeah, to have a bit of routine in our lives, even a small bit of routine, always makes me feel comfortable. And to be honest, it's only when I go on holiday that I have a routine. Most people are the other way around.
When you're like, get up, eggs, book, drink.
Yeah. Beach, drink.
More beach.
More beach. Evening drink, shower change, dinner, bed.
It's a lovely system.
I think so.
I like it.
I would like to have that routine in my normal life.
Would you like to live on holiday, do you think?
Yeah, I'd love to be one of those people who
Does Cliff Richard do that now? Does he like live in Barbados on holiday?
Maybe, yeah. I don't know what Cliff Richard does with his day to day.
I couldn't tell you. But I just thought of him because I know that he's someone that like lives in Barbados or somewhere like somewhere like that, I think.
Oh, by the way, I had a dream about Elton John last night.
Oh, clang. Now you're telling me. Go on.
Yeah, he came to the Jubilee party on my mum's street.
Oh, my God. What did he do? Did he do a number? Did he have a tiny piano with him?
He didn't do a number, but we did have a little chat and I was really embarrassed. I was like, oh, I didn't want to... Not embarrassed, but I was really nervous.
I didn't want to see you like this.
And then,
not now.
Oh, and I had a dream that we were doing an event together and I was so drunk I fell over. But I didn't remember it. And I was like, oh, Susie, have I embarrassed myself? And you were like, no, no, it's fine. Everybody laughed. But it was in my, I think it was in my school hall as well. It was like a school thing. A lot of things going on in those dreams.
So many things going on in those dreams. But I like the wherever I am, I'm reassuring you.
Yeah, you were very calming. Don't worry about that. Very calming.
Even in your subconscious, I'm going, no one noticed. Everything was fine. It really doesn't matter.
Everything's fine.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
You're fine.
Exactly. So, you know, that was good, wasn't it? But also, by the way, I had a lovely time on Friday, got taken out for my birthday by Alf.
Well, of course, we must cover this.
Well, it was all lots of surprises. We went for a glass of champagne. He bought me the most beautiful pen, which has been sent off to be engraved. Then we had dinner and then we went to see, and it was all a surprise, such a lovely surprise, Mary Poppins. Mm. And it was brilliant, actually, Suze, because you know it's one of my favourites. If not, it is my favourite, I would say.
Well, you loved Mr. Banks?
I was obsessed with Mr. Banks as a teenager and sort of still, in a way, want to be him.
With the children and the wife and the suffragette wife?
I mean...
You'd prefer your women not to vote.
You know my feelings on this. I know. I didn't want to bring it. No, I am. I mean, in the stage show, she's not a suffragette. Interestingly,
why? What's she up to?
She's a recovering actor, and she's and there's a moment where he's like, "Do you want to go back on the stage? It was selfish of me to make you stop." And she said, "No, I don't want to go back on stage. I wasn't very good." And I was like, "Oh, a bit of a change."
Why didn't they?
They don't do the Votes for Women song, don't they? But she does do some great
kicks. I
like
that number.
I do. But they don't do it. And they don't do the frugally, thriftily invested in the, to be specific, in the door. Oh, blah, blah, blah. They don't do that bit.
Tom is available for castings.
I don't know why they didn't call me. It was brilliant.
It's so good, isn't it? I saw it years ago.
Yeah.
When I was maybe in my early 20s. And loved it.
Young. Yeah, I think I saw it when it first came around. But I like this production more.
Oh, good.
Because that production had the big house on stage, didn't it? Everyone was going mad for that.
Yes,
but I just felt it was a bit like... when the house came in. And so they don't have that in this one. And I think it's better. It was such a selling point. But
Do they have like the London skyline where they do...
Yes, Chim Chimney.
Chim Chimney.
Yeah, yeah.
And does she fly?
Yeah.
Across the auditorium.
Well, I don't want to spoil, but yeah.
It's okay. People are listening to this. He tap danced up the pros.
Yeah, up the pros.
Up the proscenium arch. Of course, Tom. I know what the pros is.
Tap dance.
I went to drama school. 3 years.
Of course, 3 years. What are the other types of tabard? Isn't that another form of staging?
That's actually that's actually what a dinner lady wears.
Oh, that's when a dinner lady does a play.
That's that. You only use the tabard if you're doing a live performance of Victoria Wood's Dinner Ladies,
which I would love to see.
I would be there for it. I'd like to play all of the characters.
Yeah,
I'd like to do a one-woman version of
That would be great.
Victoria Wood's Dinner Ladies.
Well, you should. You must.
Tom's directing.
I've booked out a lot of theatres, and I think it would be great to
do it. We've booked out the Palladium for one night.
We're just going to go for it. I just think people will want to see it.
Oh, no. Now I'm not going to be able to remember. There's Proscenium Arch, and then there's stuff like... What's it called when you walk through it?
That's Promenade.
Promenade, that's quite good. Then you can have it in the round.
And it's in the round.
You could have a thrust.
Thrust, that's what I'm thinking of. What does thrust mean? That means the stage sticks out a lot.
It's sort of like there's a catwalk.
Oh, yeah.
But I think people in theatre don't want to use the word catwalk, so they say thrust.
Oh, that sounds much, much better.
Much sexier.
Listeners to Like Minded Friends, I think, will be all across this, having been, no doubt, members of some sort of after-school drama club, one way or another.
Indeed. Or like our listener last week, who sings with André Roux.
I can't get over that. I was thinking about that last night.
Oh, my God. You were thinking about so many things last night, Tom.
Oh, I really didn't sleep well, did I?
No. Did you not?
Well, you know me.
I know you.
I could sleep for days. Yeah.
Would you like to have some emails from our like-minded friends?
Yes, I would. Yes.
Good. Okay. Hello. Oh. I'm absolutely obsessed with your podcast, but I will get to the point.
Oh, please.
I'm currently watching Backstage with Catherine Ryan and just wondering, did Tom take the salad to Rob's and did Rob remember to defrost the meat? What was the barbecue? I need full spread info. Thanks, Lauren.
Thank you, Lauren, for those great questions. I don't think I did take the salad in the end.
Right.
I don't think I took anything. Rob, I believe in the end the barbecue was abandoned and we got a takeaway kebab.
Very nice, actually.
As I remember, because it was done quite a while ago, that recording, but that's what I remember.
I'm so sorry.
Recording Backstage with Catherine Ryan. We did it, I think it might have been like a year ago, you know.
Was it?
Maybe. But it's a lot to remember. But yeah, I think that's what we did. Or Backstage with Catherine Ryan, 14th of August, we did that.
Oh, yeah, that is quite a long time ago. That's nearly a year ago. You're right, Tom.
I think we got a takeaway. Oh, there might have been, but I don't think I did bring a salad. I've never walked through their door with a salad.
I refuse to.
So there you go, and that's the update.
Okay, here's another one. Hi, both. Love the pod. It brightens up my week, and I'm so happy to hear how happy you both are. It sounds like you're both smashing life.
Sorry about crying. My birthday.
No, don't like be like to, that. Like don't to, be like that. You're allowed to cry.
Exactly.
Life is light and shade. You get all of it here.
You do. Absolutely.
You get all of it here.
Absolutely.
I'm a teacher in a college, and as a proud ally, I want to make sure that I support my LGBT students in the best way possible.
Oh.
What advice do you have?
Oh, also, look, we're not going to do your job for you. All right.
Read a book,
for goodness sake.
Tom, joking. I'm so happy that you love Bob's Burgers.
Oh.
Linda is my life goals.
Oh, she is funny, yeah.
P.S. My boyfriend said that your coffee machine issues sounds like it's because your grind settings when you're grinding your beans.
Ironically, yes, it is my grinder. My grinder is off. I'm glad that that's been brought up, and thank you for this. The last bag, I just couldn't get my grinder right.
Tom, I had no idea that you've been struggling with so many things.
Yeah. It's such a nightmare because you just have disappointing...
Coffee,
yeah. A non-crema coffee. Oh, so embarrassing.
Is there anything worse? Now, Tom, I've just sent you a message of what this listener's name is. Is that Shauna? Is that how you say
that's
Shauna?
That's Shauna, yeah. Shauna,
yes, it's got a GH in it and it really threw the dyslexic in me.
Oh, Shauna, yeah.
Shauna, that's from Shauna. I think that if you're even thinking about how to support your LGBT students...
Then you're not doing enough and you should be ashamed. Why haven't you done it already?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Thank you, Shauna, for letting us know. No,
we'll be writing to the school accordingly.
No, Shauna, we jest. Of course, comedy is such a currency in our community.
Absolutely.
Flippancy with it, too. But, no, you were saying something nice there, Susie, and I was being silly.
All I was saying was, I think that if you're thinking about it, you're probably doing more than you know. And just being there and being an ally is probably felt by many students.
I would say so. I mean, I felt that at school, like the ones who were allied to to us all. They were very, like, they were always like the outwardly, you know, encouraging and positive and welcoming of everyone type of people. So it was, yeah, like you say, it always comes across. Mm. I think, I mean, you can read books and stuff, but I think as well, at the same time, it's just about people, isn't it?
I think so.
Like, just realising everybody's story is always different, like anybody, from any background. But
I think you're right.
Yeah, I'm sure you're just a nice person.
Well, I think Shauna sounds great.
Shauna, you sound brilliant.
Well done you, actually. Now, Tom, we've had quite a lot of interest in buffets on the email.
Great. What's the update?
Okay, the update is, dearest like-minded friends, important info from your Aussie audience re-buffets.
Oh.
Really important
stuff. I knew they'd get involved.
Thank you so
yep.
much for getting in touch, Joanna.
Yeah.
Firstly, we must make a distinction between a cold and a hot buffet, because it yep. does indeed get hot enough here to have a cold buffet, especially for Crizzy and NYE. Crizzy and New Year, Christmas and New Year. I don't like you using Crizzy for Christmas, but listen, you can do as you please. Mm. A cold buffet, of course, includes prawns, shrimps to the American listeners, and often other seafood. See, Tom, your house.
Well, there you go. I was there already. It was
buffet,
basically Crizzy.
Buffet of seafood.
Yeah.
It was basically Crizzy. And often other seafood, depending on how far one budget extends. There will be cold cuts of some kind.
Right.
Perhaps turkey breast, ham for Christmas.
Yeah.
Potato salad is a must, often a pasta salad.
Oh.
And often a wombat and fried noodle Asian style salad.
Oh,
which
I
was
like
a breakthrough
that.
In the 90s at barbecues and has remained popular to this day.
I think I must have had something along those lines. I do
Yeah, that sounds very pleasing,
like
I'd say.
Those flavours.
And if you're my grandmother, you commit the perfect culinary crime by gelling some peas, aspic.
Yes.
In a margarine container and upending it snot-like in the middle of the turkey slices. She also liked to put sliced beetroot in aspic. What's aspic?
Like a jelly.
Right, in aspic, in an ice cream tub.
Oh,
to
that's
be served
kitsch.
Sliced.
That's kitsch. I like it.
But the things it resembles are so disgusting, I cannot choose an appropriate simile without horrifying the audience.
That's so funny. I love the idea of a savoury aspic. It's very like 1950s Fanny Craddock to have like a jelly, like a savoury jelly with maybe, you can put like prawns in it and things. I don't know why. I think it's pretty tasteless, but.
That jelly, I mean, I only like jelly if it's like strawberry flavoured and it's pink.
Yes. Jelly on a plate.
And as we said the other day, the jelly inside pork pie is not so keen on, but I will I will have some to enjoy the pork pie. For hot buffet, one can provide roast beef or roast lamb, trays of roasted veg, a quiche, or three, which are also acceptable at a cold buff, important brackets.
Right.
And the most popular options of supermarket mini spring rolls and curry puffs heated until their contents cause third degree burns.
Yes, I like things like that. Yes.
Chips may, in asterisks, be acceptable to cold buffet if you mean crisps. And hot chips at a hot buffet.
Okay.
Would definitely signal your level in class hierarchy to your friends and neighbours.
Oh, great. Great etiquette tip.
You learn about class here as well.
I love modern etiquette. Yes. Okay.
But both of these menus run amok when it comes to a bring a plate occasion.
Yes, that's something that happens, I think, in somewhere like Australia and indeed America.
When you'll get all or either of these menus with footy franks and orange slices thrown in for surprise.
Oh,
what's footy franks?
I imagine a foot long frankfurter.
Oh.
Sausage, a hot dog, yeah.
And of course, bring a plates often happen at a we'll provide the meat affair.
Oh, okay.
Where vegans and vegetarians be damned. Dad's going to burn 24 sausages and 20 thin steaks, whether you want them or not.
Oh, how fascinating.
I'd love to be able to host a barbie for you here in current cold Sydney to induct you to these culinary delights. Love you both. And thank you for the pod, bringing sunshine to our lives whilst not shying away from difficult topics. I adore you. Bye. Bye, 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 bye.
How lovely.
Love, Joe. Listen, Joe, what a great email.
I love the emails from our international listeners as well. I must say, I'm also flattered. That is great insight.
So much insight, actually, Tom. Mm. So much to be across.
It reminds me of the buffet that Auntie Pearl did just a few weeks ago.
Of course, Auntie Pearl's been here.
Of course. I mean, a lot of mixed, but I don't know if we did the mixing and that's probably what upset it all, but like an abundance of quiches, pizzas, salads, etc. Chicken as well for no reason.
But you would do chicken at the drop of a hat.
I just drop that hat and I'll bung a chicken.
Pop a chicken in.
Yeah, that's all it takes.
Well, it's has all been very helpful. I don't like the idea of the jellied stuff.
I think it might look quite fabulous in the middle.
Do you think it would look fabulous? I think it would look horrifying.
I think it's an unusual... I haven't heard of it being used for, like I say, 60 or 70 years. It's very... like, if you're going to sort of do maybe some sort of piped curried egg or something, it's that sort of world.
Oh, yes, okay.
I'm sure I've got some...
What's deviled eggs? Just while we're on it.
I think that might be sort of something, some sort of spiced egg... concoction.
Right, and then they because they pipe them, don't they?
Yeah, I think so.
Because I've seen a scenario where they've piped them into
the white
bit of the egg.
Yeah, yeah, that's it, exactly.
Which I think is foul.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not something that people would fall over themselves for these days.
I wonder whether Jo's Nan does that. I think she might, you know.
And I applaud her. I applaud her because I think it was kind of part of the, like, let's have bright coloured things on the table. Like greens and blues and reds.
How grim.
Rather than our beige world we live in now. But yeah, I think that's the sort of vibe, I think. But
it's good for us all to be across it, I think.
Yeah, I think I'll find some photos, if you like.
Please, please. Well, Tom, I think that's enough this week. I think we've chatted enough.
It's enough.
It's a very happy birthday for you.
Oh, thank you so much, Sue. Thank you, darling. For your lovely words and your lovely gifts as well. I was given some lovely gifts by...
If you're interested and you'd listen to every episode, I did get him a water flosser. Some other bits too.
So I meant to talk about this sooner, sorry. I tried it yesterday in the bath. It's great. But
do your teeth feel amazing? Oh no, what?
No, I just... when you do the back, you have to keep it like upright, but I don't know how you do the back of your front teeth. Do you know what I mean?
The front bit of your back teeth?
No, the back bit of your front teeth. Do you know what I mean?
I would say do that. I mean, this could just be a phone call. I would say you do that bit right at the beginning when it's full of water.
Great advice. I knew there was an answer. And
there always is.
And good advice for any of our water flossers listening.
Friends and family listening.
Yeah. I'm very excited. It's quite pointed, I won't lie. It's just got a massage function on it. I don't know what that... how that...
Oh, that's for after hours.
That's for after hours flossing. Okay. I'm learning a lot about the flosser.
It's flossing your bum.
Oh, great. Great.
If you want to get in touch with us, you always can. The email is hello@likemindedfriendspod.com.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Do get in touch with us. Do tell us your water flossing stories. We want to know. I thought it was going to like laser off my skin. It's quite pointed, the pressure. But
listen,
when I got
you
to
just
using
wait
it,
until you find out that you've got excellent oral hygiene like me.
I am so excited about that. I'm so excited. And thank you very much for the lovely bar of soap, which I'm going to save for tomorrow, my actual birthday, to start using. And the book about growing flowers, I'm very excited about.
Well, you know, you're a lovely friend, so...
Well, you are.
And, you know, and I think it's good that you've mentioned that you're feeling all the feelings over this week, because it is big when you have the firsts, I think, after losing someone so special.
Well, yes, and yeah, I think it's easy to sort of, like, gloss over that, isn't it? But, yeah.
And that's okay.
Yeah. Oh, thanks, everybody. Thank you for being there. And, well, you have a great week, everyone. Enjoy the sunshine.
Please have a good week, for goodness sake.
Yeah, for goodness sake. Just try and have a good week. We're here for you. And
we'll be in touch next week.
You bet we will. You bet.
Okay.
All right. Bye for now, everyone. Bye-bye.
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 Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.